Shana Tova. Shabbat Shalom. Two special days, a double special day. Welcome to everyone. We are so glad that you are sharing this family service with us. If you brought your parents or your grandparents or a friend, we're really thrilled that you did. Thank you so much. We welcome young and old to this service, which is bound to be fun and has lots of surprises in it. To all of the children who might be fasting, when you hear the shofar blown today at the end of this service, you have my rabbinic permission to end your fast. That's not the grown-ups, it's just the children. And that's children 13 years old and under. All of my post-bar mitzvah students, you're in there with the grown-ups. We are very glad to be able to welcome the members of the community. If you like what you see, please join us. This is an amazing place to raise children, and we hope that you will love what you see here and want to be part of our community. Boys and girls, I have a favor to ask. In order for all of us to enjoy the service, I need you to keep your parents quiet. So raise your hand if you think you can keep mom and dad quiet, or grandma or grandpa, whoever brought you today. Excellent, thank you. If not, you can take them to room 9 in the back where you'll be able to see the entire service and hear it on a big screen TV just like this one. So we hope and pray that you all enjoy our service. Our opening songs this Yom Kippur Shabbat can be found on page 24. And we welcome Rob and Rachel, the dynamic duo, singing for us today. And we thank in advance everybody who helped and everybody who volunteered, especially the secret people in the back room who are making sure you get to see us on camera, all the wonderful tech people. Page 24. Today is Yom Kippur. It is a quiet day when we come to our temple to think and to pray. On Rosh Hashanah, we wish people a Shana Tova, a good new year. On Yom Kippur, we wish everyone Gmar Chatima Tova. Can you say that with me? Gmar Chatima Tova. May your name be sealed in the book of life. We want to be sealed in the book of life. We will be quiet during our service. We promise to think and to pray. Every Yom Kippur begins with the prayer Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre calls out to all Jews to be careful what we promise and what we say. The prayer tells us to be careful with the words we speak and the promises we make.
Kol Nidre V'yesareh V'charameh V'konameh
We say the words of Kol Nidre in English. Do not hold us to our promises to you, O God, if we cannot keep them. We try to keep our promises, but you know we are only human, and human beings sometimes forget. Grown-ups forget, boys and girls forget. Sometimes we all make more promises than we can keep. We also make mistakes. We are sorry for all the promises we didn't keep. We will try to be more careful with our promises, God. We rise for the Baruch Hu. For sun and moon, sea and sky, we thank God for being alive in this beautiful world. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words, and then we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises. Speak words that are kind to your family. Tell the truth. Talk nicely to everyone. Make sure you are proud of everything you say. On Yom Kippur, we remember that we must listen to the words of Torah every day of the year. We must listen to parents and teachers. We will also listen to God and keep our promises and fill our mouths with nice words in the new year. Hear, O Israel, Adonai is our God, Adonai is one. Blessed is God's glory forever and ever.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam. With all your heart, shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on your way.
To remember our promises to God to be holy. We try to remember our promise to keep the commandments of the Torah. We also remember the wonderful stories in the Torah. We remember that we are free because God freed us at the shores of the sea. Moses, Miriam, Aaron, and all Israel sang a song to God that day. We still remember the moment of freedom, so we sing their song.
Yai la 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 la
Yom Kippur. In Hebrew, the word Yom means day, and the word Kippur means atonement, which is a big word for saying that we are sorry and we want to be forgiven by God and everyone who we have hurt. There was a child who was not careful with the words that he spoke and the promises that he made. One by one, he lost all of his friends. He was so sad that he went to his rabbi and asked, "Why have all my friends left me?" The rabbi told him, "They have left you because your words hurt and give pain. You make promises and you don't keep them. You do not speak nicely to your friends." The boy understood and told the rabbi that he was sorry. He went to leave, and the rabbi told him to wait. The rabbi said, "There's something I want you to do. Ask your mom for an old feather pillow that she doesn't need anymore. Make sure it's okay with your mom. Bring it outside and tear the pillow open, letting the feathers fly in the wind. Then come back to see me." The boy thought the rabbi was asking him to do a very strange thing, but he did it anyway. Soon he returned to the rabbi, saying that he had opened the pillow and let out the feathers out into the world, just as the rabbi had told him to do. Now, said the rabbi, go gather up all the feathers and put them back in the pillow. The boy's eyes opened wide and he almost cried. I can't, the feathers are gone by now. You are right, said the rabbi. The same is true with the words we speak and the promises we make. Once we say them, we cannot take them back. So be careful with your words and your promises. If you are careful, then you will have friends.
Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu. I'm sorry for what I did wrong. I'm sorry for what I did wrong. I'll try to be better. I'll try to be better. I'm sorry for what I did wrong. I'll try to be the best that I can be. I'll try to do what is right and be the best me I can be. Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu.
We can control our words and our actions, but some things are not in our control. People we care about get sick. People we love die. We cannot change that. What we can do is pray for the people who are sick or sad. We can tell them we remember them and will always care. For all of them, we sing Mishabera. Take a minute to pray silently.
Yase shalom.
Torah. God speaks to us in the Torah. God teaches us in the Torah. Today we'll read the words of God telling us to be holy. Being holy means we are special. God created us to love and care for each other and our world. God created us to be the best we can be. We are holy when we are good to ourselves, caring for our minds and our bodies. We are holy when we think of other people, not just ourselves. We are holy when we respect all of God's creation, animals, and everything on this earth. Being holy means that we live Torah with every breath we take. Being holy means that we try to be a good person every day. Being holy means more than that. It means being a good Jew every day. To be a good Jew, we must keep God's commandments and make time for Shabbat and Jewish study in our lives. The Torah is the book that helps God talk to us. In it are words that teach us how to be kind, friendly, and helpful. In the Torah are the words of God that help us to be holy. Come now, let us rise and open the ark. Let us declare the greatness of our God and worship at God's holy mountain, where the Lord our God is holy.
Lecha Adonai ha-givurah ve-ha-givurah ve-ha-tiferet ve-ha-netzach ha-ahod. Ki cho ba-shamayim uva-aretz. Ki cho ba-shamayim uva-aretz. Lecha Adonai ha-mamlacha ve-amid na'aseh lecho le-rosh. Emu Adonai emeheinu ve-ishkach avu ve-chachacho. Run.
Addressing the scroll of the Torah, I want to introduce some very important people. At Temple B'nai Shalom, we expect all of our boys and girls to go on until they go to college. So you will be going to religious school until 12th grade. And everybody standing up here, the four people who will bless have had a bar bat mitzvah in the last year, actually in the last practically 6 months. And each and every one of them are going on to confirmation and post-confirmation. Sydney, who's reading the Torah, is now in her second year of reading the Torah after her bat mitzvah. So I want you to put in your minds, parents, to say to your children, you will be going to religious school forever, and it's a fantastic thing. Really amazing, amazing, and wonderful. And so we read in the blessings are on page 37, and the Torah portion is on page 38. And for the blessing before the reading, Harry and Kylie, and for the blessing after the reading, Zachary and Matthew. Sydney, where are you? You know where you start?
Baruch Hu Et Adonai Hamvorach.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Le'olam Va'ed.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Kutrachem et kitzir artzachem lo techale. Pa'at sarcha liksor velakek kitzircha lo telakate. V'harmecha lo te'olel uferet karmecha lo telakate. V'ani v'lager ta'azov otam ani Adonai Elohechem. Lo tignovu v'lo techahashu v'lo tishakru ish ba'amito. V'lo tishavu v'ishmi lashaker V'hilalta et shem Elohecha ani Adonai. Lo ta'ashok et reacha v'lo tigzol lo ta'alin pe'ulat sahir et had ad voker.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lanu Torah Emet V'chaye Olam Noksa B'tocheinu. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah.
Amen. May we rise to show honor to the Torah. lift it? You're not lifting. Who's lifting? The sandlers are lifting. Vizzo tatara, asher samasher, lifnei b'nei Yisrael avi Adonai, v'ad Moshe. This is the Torah Moses placed before the people of Israel to fulfill the word of God.
Torah, 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 Tzivad lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivad lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivad lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivad lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivad lanu Moshe. Torah, 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 Tzivad lanu Moshe.
Now it is time to return our Torah to the Ark.
Tomchecha meusha etzchaim hi lemachazikim bavetomchecha meusha. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Every year at these high holy days, Jews all over the world read of the amazing trio who is able to keep away evil. They are Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, the stuff of Jewish legend. Who are these mighty high holy day heroes? Superheroes, if you will. What are their amazing superpowers? How did they come to be so famous and so powerful that they appear in every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur prayer book in the world? Today, we will learn their amazing story, the legend of Teshuvah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah. Once a long time ago, there was a planet far, far away, the planet called Jutan. The king of the planet, Yisra'el, and his wife Chesed,
gave birth to three beautiful little triplets. The royal babies were named Kal-El, Shmuel, and El-Ohim. But soon after the babies were born, the planet Jutan came under attack. Yisrael knew they would all have to escape. Luckily, everyone on the planets had spaceships and began packing their worldly goods. Yisrael and Chesed packed up the babies in a special space basket. Yisrael said to them, "Babies, we are heading to another planet. Don't worry, our people is meant to do good, and we will do that in another place that is more safe." Just then, there was a big explosion. Everyone on the planet of Jutan was able to get out in time on their family's spaceships, but in all the confusion, the three babies ended up heading out in their own little space basket. And just about the time when they had finished up their bottles and they were getting really hungry, and their diapers really needed to be changed, they arrived at a strange new planet, landing in a town in a place called Poland, at the home of a nice older couple.
What is that noise? Oh my goodness! Hava, there's a very strange looking basket with babies in it.
Oh my, Mendel! Where could they have come from? Who can they belong to? We need to take them inside. Maybe God has answered our prayers and we can keep them as our own.
Well, nobody seemed to be missing any babies. So Mendel and Hava were very happy to keep and raise the babies as their own children. Mendel and Hava did not, of course, know the babies' space names. So they gave them the Hebrew names, Teshuva, Tefila, and Sadaka, sometimes called Tesh, Tef, and Sid for short. The babies grew up happily in their loving home, in their nice village. They never knew about their background or that they might secretly have special powers. But one year, that all changed. It was the very end of Yom Kippur, the time when the shofar is blown. And the triplets were on their way home for the yummy break the fast, when suddenly, and very unexpectedly, they received a visit from the shofar fairy. Tesh, Tef, and Sed, I am here to tell you that you are from a planet far, far away, and you have been born with special Jewish powers that are to be used to fight evil and bring goodness into the world. Teshuva, you have the power to make people change, to make the best they can be. Tefila, you have an immense heart, and you spread the power of God's great care, love, and compassion. Tzedaka, you have the power to share with people until they have what they need. Remember, children, with great power comes great responsibility. Tesh, Tef, and Sed were amazed. They did not know what this meant for them. How could they use these powers? It did not take long for them to find out. One day at school, one of the children, Moisha, was being picked on. Moisha was a nice boy who was poor, and so his clothes were simple and didn't fit him well. A bully came up to him. "Moisha, you are so lame. Look at your stupid clothes." This made Moisha very sad. Everyone looked on. They knew this was not nice at all, but they didn't know what to do. Everyone was scared of the bully. That is when Teshuva, Tefila, and Tzedakah understood it was time for them to take action. They remembered what the shofar fairy told them. They needed to be wherever there was evil, wherever there was disrespect, wherever there was meanness, wherever there was someone in pain. They were a little nervous, but they knew they had to come to the rescue. Teshuva flew around the bully. The bully spun and spun. Teshuva made the bully realize he was being rude and mean, and he felt bad, and he stopped making fun of Moisha. Sorry. Tefila brought love and care to Moisha. "Moisha, don't feel bad and don't listen to those bad words. You're a wonderful person and everyone likes you." Tzedakah helped Moisha get what he and his family needed. He waved his paw, and when Moisha got home later that day, he discovered that a package of nice warm clothes and shoes and cereal boxes had been delivered to his house. Everyone cheered for the superheroes. Yay! And they flew off, nobody knowing who they were.
Who were those masked creatures?
To this day, Teshuva, Tefila, and Tzedakah can work their magic to fight against the bad and the sad. And that is how they ended up in every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur prayer book in the world. But the most amazing part is that they live inside each of us. Today, each of us carries our own superpowers. By being our best, helping others to be their best, by caring with our hearts, by sharing what we have with others in need. In this way, Teshuva, Tefila, and Tzedakah can always keep saving our world.
Thank you.
We rise for Alenu on page 41. Forgiveness, and we have remembered our sins. We have said we are sorry many times to God. Now it is time to say we are sorry to the people around us. Turn to the people next to you, to your family and to your friends, or go over to someone near you and say, "Forgive me if I have hurt you. I am sorry." Good job, everybody. Page 43, read together. Forgive me if I have hurt you. I am sorry. I promise that I will try harder in the new year. Accept the words of forgiveness. Tell the person who's reached out to you, "I forgive you." Now say it again and mean it. And then if you feel comfortable, give that person a hug. Now sing. Ready? Now sing. Give a song.
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
I'm David Sherrington, president of Temple B'nai Shalom, and on behalf of the officers and board of directors, I'm so pleased to welcome all of the children here today, and thank you for bringing your parents and grandparents. Once upon a time, my wife Kimberly and I were sitting where you were with our four little ones. And being here at TBS and getting our children involved and along the way getting ourselves involved have been among the best decisions we've ever made. I will tell you some of the older members of TBS that if they want to see an example of greatness that is being created at TBS, they should join us for one of our Tachibots. I will tell them that what you already know, that Tachibot magic is happening each month with our youngest members and their parents and grandparents. It's impossible to attend the Tachibot service and not have your heart warmed and a big smile on your face. But just like I encourage them to take a peek into Tachibot, I similarly want to encourage some of our younger parents here today to get further engaged at TBS beyond Tachibot. There's something occurring at TBS almost every day of the month. One example, an event that will be taking place later in October is our Dine Around, where adult members will be matched in groups and assigned to meet for dinner at a member's house. Later, we will all meet at TBS for Havdalah services and dessert. Look for information about this, and love to see many of you join us for this and many other wonderful events. Wishing you all a very happy new year. Shabbat shalom. Shana tova.
Shana tova. Thank you, Mr. President, for all you do for all of us. Can we say todah rabah? Todah rabah. Thank you. He works really hard. He wants to hear thank you. Thank you. Good job, everyone. Not everyone will be here when the sun goes down, when Yom Kippur officially ends with the blowing of the shofar. Some boys and girls have tried to fast up until this service. When you hear the shofar, your fast can be over. After your bar bat mitzvah, you will wait until the end of the day. We listen for the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. The shofar's long tikiyah gedolah makes us feel that God has listened to us. We feel that our prayers have been answered and that the new year will begin with love and hope, health and happiness for everyone. The shofar tells us to go home and to love our family more tomorrow than ever before. We'll rise and sing Oseh Shalom as we all quietly leave the sanctuary.